Welcome to another Fright Night extravaganza. Put your brain in your back pocket and join us for Dutch's Midnight Movie at 9.
Welcome to Dutch's Midnight Movie at 9. I am your host, Dutch, and with me, as always, is our sidekick,
Face.
Hello.
Hello, Face.
How are you?
I am wonderful.
Good, good.
You sound thrilled. All right. Today, we are going to evaluate a film that we watched by the name of The Shrine. For those of you who aren't familiar with what we're doing, if you haven't read
the disclaimer,
descriptions,
send them
back.
Just to
that
us.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, just us.
You're right. Everybody in the world farted at the same time. Would it? Yeah, okay. You're right.
It's like the brown noise.
The brown noise.
That one note that goes makes everyone shit.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
Brown noise.
Yes. It doesn't work for the constipated, unfortunately. Have you heard that?
Huh,
yeah,
it doesn't
look
work.
Into it.
So it's not a real...
It's not 100%, okay? It's really effective.
Don't count on it, is what you're telling me.
If you're blocked up, no. If you're fine, if everything's been running smoothly and you get enough fiber and you're, you know, daily, then you probably will make panty loaf.
Well, that's good, but I'm wondering why you would even... It's like, hey, everything's running fine. I'm going to go listen to the brown noise. Why would you do that? You think that it would need to be used.
It's kind of like telling your friend, here, have some chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turning around, laughing, knowing that you didn't give him just chocolate. That was a laxative chocolate that is high in strength.
High fructose.
And plenty of fructose.
Corn syrup.
All the corn syrup you can get in a daily dose without dying. And
can
he
it
goes.
Kill you?
It depends. How much water have you drank?
You mean today?
No.
Oh, no. Just... Oh, no, when you take it.
In your whole life.
Well, I don't remember that.
Fuck. You might die.
Well, I didn't take one.
That's okay. So, The Shrine, made in 2010.
It was a horror flick.
Ranked it as a horror flick.
You can't see my fingers, but I'm doing the quote thing. Horror.
Only one-handed.
Well, yeah, I'm busy over here.
So, yeah, the other hand's full of meat.
It's actually a cookie.
We recognize the one kid as somebody from, you know, a childhood show or a childhood movie. We couldn't really put our finger on it.
It looked familiar to me.
Really, really familiar. So, we did a little research. IMDb says,
oh, yeah.
Here we go, guys. Here's his name. Here's what he's been in.
They actually say that on IMDb now. They have these audio files that say, here we go.
Here we go, guys.
When you click on links.
And yeah, you select whether it's just one guy or multiple guys, and then it customizes it for you, and it makes you feel special.
Or gals. It's not sexist either. You know, you can choose.
No, it does. It has both. And when you're in a co-ed establishment, it says that. It is not biased. It is a little bit racist, so for those of you who are an ethnicity, I probably wouldn't use this.
I didn't even notice, you can pick guys or gals,
mm-hmm.
What if you have you and a lady friend?
A hermaphrodite option.
Okay.
Yeah. So, IMDb informs us that the guy's name is Aaron Ashmore. He plays Marcus in the shrine. We also found out that what we recognized him from was Smallville is one, as well as the Skulls 2, which, you know, not everybody really can say that you recognize him necessarily. He was a familiar face, so I guess you can call it recognition, me, whatever.
Well, by definition of term, that would be correct.
That is correct, and I am glad that we pointed out my over-evaluation of the last fuckstick. So, Are You Afraid of the Dark is the thing that he was in that we recognized him most in. Welcome to the Midnight Society.
Yeah, I believe he was one of the... just those kids sitting around the campfire.
He was. One of the Midnight Societers.
Societer?
Yeah, or if it's a woman, it's a societette.
That sounds like something you would sing.
It's actually... it's a suppository as well. It helps with when Red Bull gives you wings.
I don't drink that stuff.
Well, then you don't have to worry about suppositorying.
Good to know.
Yes. So, he was a part of Are You Afraid of the Dark and the Midnight Society.
I liked those shows.
I loved that show.
They were way good.
Do you know what else was great?
No.
Eerie, Indiana.
Yeah.
Love that
show.
I've watched
number one all the way through.
I have too.
Boom.
I've actually done it a couple times.
Really?
Sphincter. Thinkers.
No thanks. Sphincter, thinker.
So, Marcus... Are You Afraid of the Dark camper? He seems to be in the film.
He seems to be in the film? No, he was in the film.
You're right.
Yeah.
I seemed to think that he seemed to be. Thank you for pointing that out. I was confused.
Yeah, this guy looks like he's in the movie. I really wish he was.
Yeah, no, just
no,
made
he
it better.
Was there. He was there.
Thanks.
Sorry, right now.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he was there.
It just made it better.
Such a good show now, doesn't
See,
it?
I was filling in the gaps with, you know, my own images of him doing those scenes. As him, you know.
So who'd you think the real actor was?
Me.
Fair enough.
So Marcus seems to be the only one with a brain. Up until the point where he lets the chicks walk into the fog.
That fog was weird. It was like a cloud, cumulus, sitting there.
It was accumulated, too. You know.
That's probably where cumulus clouds come from.
Probably.
They accumulate.
Over cucumber patches, mm-hmm. mostly. There's anything with the Q sound, it's gotta have clouds, okay?
Queers.
Right. They're very cloudy minded. Poor guys. I love them. Not like that, but I love them. Don't hate me, because I don't hate you.
Yeah, he really doesn't.
I love you, but not like that. Not like that. Only man I would probably fornicate with is... if I could clone myself. I'm a really good looking guy, and I would fuck me, you know. Would you fuck me? Oh, I'd fuck me. You know, I would.
Yeah, he even tucks it back.
And in. So, he seems to be the only smart guy, and we don't even realize that. One of the things that the chick says, and it points out
which chick?
How stupid.
There are two.
You're right. There were two.
I'm just.
So, what happened was. The story begins, Eric is missing. I believe his name is Eric. We can call him Twiddledick if you want.
Twiddledick?
Yeah, I like it better.
That makes it sound better.
In fact...
It makes it sound a lot better.
I'm going to submit that. Maybe the Shrine 2 can have Twiddledick in it. Please?
That's fine.
Noted. So, Twiddledick is missing. His mom gets a hold of some of his friends. One of them... actually, are they even friends or is it just a journalist who has friends?
It's a journalist that has two friends, I believe.
Really? That's unheard of. That's like a woman with two jobs? Oh my gosh.
How do you think that would have worked in the 50s? That
wouldn't.
Be a problem.
It wouldn't. It would have collapsed the economy because men would have probably revolted against even themselves.
What if she had two jobs, one as a homemaker and two, she made car seats for the neighborhood children? That's considered a job. If she gets income, that's a job. Even if she doesn't even make money, she's
technically that's
doing labor and doing
true.
Something.
So how many women in the 50s actually had jobs on top of their already built-in jobs of homemaker?
Probably seven.
Good God.
No wonder we're in the shithole.
Yeah, this all started in the 50s with women trying to get jobs.
Second jobs.
Fucking women. Get out of our lives.
They ruined everything. That and computers. They ruined it all.
Get out of our lives. Unless
you don't want a job.
So, the mom, Eric Twiddledick mom,
says she's
explaining the scenario to her journalist contact, I guess we can call her.
Yeah, I missed how she showed up.
It wasn't very interesting.
It wasn't. At that point. It was really slow.
So,
who is this girl?
What caught my attention, though, is right when Twiddledick's mom was explaining, you know, I tried to get a hold of the local law enforcement, but the cops were too backed up to come.
And you laughed. You enjoyed that line.
I said I hate that, yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, I do hate that. I hate when I'm so backed up I can't come.
Oh, yeah. Well, the actual physical
thing. Oh, yeah.
Because you thought it was funny and you giggled. I missed it.
Oh.
And I believe the bystanders missed it as well.
There was pedestrians around while we watched this movie?
People walking
Holy
right through.
Holy shit.
People
was
walking right through.
You did they use a crosswalk?
Oh, no.
Jaywalking. Sons of bitches.
Jaywalkers.
Rebels.
We should look up a movie and see if there's one called Jaywalkers.
Let's do it.
These are like Nightwalkers or Deadwalkers kind of thing.
Daywalkers?
Jaywalkers.
Jaywalkers. So what do? They just cross the street illegally?
Probably.
That sounds like a good movie.
It does.
If it's not a movie, let's make it. And then we'll rate it.
You said rate again, right?
No. So, they get into this town. They see a little girl. The little girl, do you remember her name?
Yeah.
What was her name?
Lydia.
Lydia, that's right.
Was that it?
Which is a band, by the way. Great band. If you don't know who they are, look them up. They're great. Unfortunately, they broke up.
Lydia.
It's kind of an indie rock.
How come horror movies always use children?
As a scaring point. I think it's because kids scare the shit out of
us. They're creepy.
Yeah.
Especially babies. They're weird looking.
Yes.
I'll tell you right now.
Oh, little egg-shaped... heads, little fucking alien-shaped eyes.
1 out of 10, maybe you're cute.
Yeah.
1 out of 10.
I got lucky.
You did. You are the one, son.
I'm the one.
Babies are weird-looking.
Shit, they scared me.
Still.
So that's why they use them. That makes sense. We've just uncovered a mystery.
Works. Yeah. Children are strange.
Not only looking, but they say weird shit.
Well, and even
they
she
say
did.
Shit.
Even she did, because
that's right.
They were in, like, Czechoslovakia or Czech Republic. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I think it was somewhere they didn't have McDonald's, because the chick...
So they were on a farm or something, slaughterhouse.
Says, okay, what was it? They were trying to communicate to her, and her first response was...
Hello, come here, governor.
No, it wasn't quite governor. It wasn't really
she
that.
Was English? No, I thought she was English.
No, the only English that she knew... They said,
no, I don't mean like,
we are from America.
Yeah, I don't mean like
and
American.
She said,
governor.
Yeah, okay, I get it. No, I'm referring to her response to the, we are Americans. And the first thing that she says was, cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, wait, so everybody in Europe thinks cheeseburgers
when they
see Americans.
Yeah. It's not like
wow.
Baseball.
What, are we just like, when we go backpacking in Europe, what, do we just have backpacks full of fucking cheeseburgers?
But that's why she said cheeseburgers, because you just
Maybe
a second ago mentioned
one.
They were in a country without McDonald's.
Oh, shit.
Cheeseburgers!
That's like, why they know us for cheeseburgers, because they want them!
I wish I had a cheeseburger!
Son of a bitch.
Those things will make you fat, they taste disgusting, by the way. Do not eat a McDonald's.
No, unless you're getting a McFlurry. Those things are fucking delicious.
I remember those, the Oreo
ones. They
hit
the spot.
I used to get the Oreo ones.
You know, they also have Dippin' Dots at select McDonald's. Dippin' Dots. Like you get...
Those are those little tiny ice cream balls, right?
Yes, at the amusement park.
Yeah, and in football games and stuff.
Like that Flash Frozen shit?
Yeah.
Yes. Delicious.
I did not know that. I'm still not going to go. I don't like McDonald's.
But well, he doesn't like you either.
Jeez,
I actually got
it.
That's right.
Those are good. Actual ones, like you barbecue them on a grill yourself.
I actually have never had one.
You never had a grill?
No, I've never.
Had a cheeseburger.
Had a cheeseburger.
That's weird.
I've had a hamburger with cheese on it, but I've never had a cheeseburger.
You put the cheese inside of the beef before you cook
it. Right.
It's kind of like one of those cheese-filled brats. I'm talking about meat, though.
See, I don't like cheese in my wieners.
He doesn't. Yeah. Well, these are big. These are big, thick, thick fat
ones. Okay, if it's a thick wiener, I'll put cheese in it.
Put that in your mouth, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Well, we're Americans. We are cheeseburgers, essentially. We're just walking cheeseburger dispensers.
Cheeseburger governor.
And
for some reason, I think she's English.
Well, she could be, but she's a horrible actress no matter where she's from.
I think she just kept saying governor.
And her face, really, one of those ugly babies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, what do you say, 8, 9?
Yeah. And that's why she was such an ugly baby, is because
she's
she was 9.
Still ugly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's still hasn't grown up that.
She was a regular looking 9-year-old, but she was a fucking ugly baby.
By implication, because you don't really know. You've never seen her as a baby, right?
No, I did know her. As a 9-year-old, she was a horribly ugly baby.
Oh, I see what you got now.
Yeah. Krabs.
I see what you're at.
Carmen was Marcus's dumb bitch number one. Okay, she's the one with the dark hair and the olive skin. Not the first one to go into the fog.
Right.
Right?
She went in looking for her friend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But after, you know, she's the journalist. She's the one that wants the story to save her career.
All right.
She's after a story about...
Good story.
About Twiddledick and
why the cops can't come.
And she's going to get to the bottom of this. She says,
and go.
I'm going to clean their colons out, and I'm going to jack all these cops off. All of them, right? Isn't that what she said?
I missed that, yeah.
Oh. See, maybe that's what I heard when she was talking about...
Maybe that's what should have happened.
Twiddledick, yeah. That should have happened.
Yeah.
Then they may have helped. Hell, they might have saved some lives.
Oh, yeah. They would have came to help for sure.
They would have. Okay.
She goes, you know what? Round two's coming after we find this guy.
So they're ready to leave, right? They have an opportunity to leave. I don't think the people in the town know that they have seen the statue at this point.
No, they haven't.
They're ready to go. Now, Carmen pulls the dumb cunt of the week move, okay? She pulls this move.
That's dumb.
Resulting in her friend's death. Now, technically, you find out that it wouldn't have mattered, because they're both going to die no matter what, because A, they've seen the statue, and B, they're cursed after seeing the statue. You don't find that out until later.
You know what I was thinking about that? You know, they walked in the same angle, the same placement of
yes.
the fog, and of course you didn't see it from the first chick, but the second one, where she basically met the statue head on.
Mm-hmm.
Took some pictures, turned to the side, and of course the statue's head was now looking at her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the statue could only turn like that? Or if she would have came from 180 degrees the other direction, would she have hit the back of him maybe? Or do you think it still would have been turned around facing her?
Well, I'm getting the impression that it was one of those Bermuda Triangle feelings where it doesn't matter what angle you come in, it's going to be facing you, and he's going to sit and stare at you. Now, I get where you're coming from, and
I didn't look at that. I'm thinking
and
logic,
think,
reality, physics, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, even on that note, that doesn't make sense. The whole fucking statue should have moved.
Statue turned its head.
It shouldn't have just moved its head. The whole thing should have moved and followed her.
He should have turned, been standing there.
You know,
there,
if it's really that Bermuda Triangle.
Completely different.
There
like,
you go.
Like a grass skirt. Maybe like some coveralls.
Could it be a poodle skirt made of grass?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like this. I like where this
because
is going.
Because then she wouldn't have looked and go, wait, did his head turn? Is he looking at me?
No.
No, she's going to look at him and go, this is so weird and different now.
And then she's going to go, I've got to get me one of those poodle skirts.
Why don't
grass.
I have one? Yeah.
And I want all my friends to have one.
Well, no, you can't buy something great like that and then give them all to your friends, because then it makes yours obsolete. No longer.
Well, you know.
It's like, hey, look at my new ring that I got. You know? These nice little glowing red rings.
Yes.
You know, that they sell, like, mm-hmm. in the circus and crackerjack boxes, whatever.
Yeah.
You get one, you go, hey, look at my thing. And, oh, you know, your friends are glad that, you know, they can see it. But if you gave all of them one, and then you're like, hey, look at my ring. And they're like, we have them too. You're stupid. Go get something on your own. So, yeah, so she wouldn't have thought, I need to get one for everybody. She would have been some selfish bitch and said, I need that for myself. You're right.
We're talking about Carmen here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So her making these dumb moves ends up resulting in, ultimately, her death and her friend's death. Now, Marcus, it didn't really clearly tell you whether he got away, stuck with it in the town, or what. They implied, yeah, he's going to leave.
Oh, right,
but,
at the end.
I wasn't sure what the hell. I think that he definitely could have turned around and said, hey, can I stay? Because you find out that the people in the town, they really aren't bad people. If anything, they are fucking
right.
saints.
Right.
And that was one thing that I think I enjoyed about this film, is that element where you're looking at these guys, you're going, now this is a town full of people gonna fuck you up.
They're just gonna kill you.
No. They don't even care.
Now, I got a question for you. Did I ruin that part of the show?
How so?
When I... Basically, when I figured it out. And I said, you know what? They're trying to kill these now demon people that see the statue. And they're just trying to keep the world safe. Like superheroes.
No.
And then 10 seconds later, it was like, boom, and it showed it.
No, it didn't ruin it. And the reason I say that is because as soon as you started planting those ideas, the wheels turned in my head.
And you went,
I was getting those same visions.
There.
We were on the same page, and by the time it happened, I was like, yes, okay, that's kind of not only what I wanted to happen, but saw happening.
We took our two tracks, pulled them together into one.
Yep.
Weaved our mojos together.
I don't remember that.
It wasn't, not like that, but we were there.
It was a moment of coming together and not in the
no
kind
homo.
Of way.
Yeah, no homo.
No. No. But completely sapien, not sexual. Right? Because it was homo, but it wasn't sexual, it was sapien. It was very human of us to bond in an unspoken way without even knowing it.
Like, because we're hetero life mates.
Yes.
So that's fine.
And then when we touched tips, that wasn't gay either because we're cousins.
Yeah, I was going to say that crossed the line, but you just explained it that you're right. That was fine.
Look it up. It's completely legal. And
as long as you're family.
In fact, it's... It, only if your cousins...
Blood family.
Yes, blood family. And not brothers and sisters, though. You cannot...
Because that's weird.
...share with your sisters, but cousins, you can go out and make dick rings, and you can cuddle ass to ass. You can do all these things that you wish that you could have done, and look it up, send it in. Definitely make this happen, because there's a lot of kids out there that want your hair.
Wait, why do they want hair?
Well, because they're sewing dolls out of hair.
Right.
And they ran out of the hair that they had. They want more dolls.
Doll hair.
No.
Sounds like ball hair.
They accept those. If they're long enough, it has to be a minimum of 4.5 centimeters in length for them to accept it. Because anything smaller than that is usually brittle. And
coarse,
very coarse, and 9 times out of 10, split ends. Okay, you can't do much with a split end. It's not like you can break it into two and have two fun hairs. No, it's just one split end, and it's too short, and you got to dispose of it.
All right.
So the shrine. What do you think overall? How many Todds do you give it? How many Todds out of 5 Todds? Do you give it?
I'm going to give this a 3.
Really?
I think it was well put together. A few kind of split ends, if you will, that didn't really explain anything. So, I didn't really care for that. But
couple of dead spots for you.
Yeah, but it was definitely better than the last show.
It was.
Again.
Our initial flick was, it was so bad that I fell asleep.
Devil's Den.
Devil's Den.
Yeah, again,
don't
watch it.
This one, I actually suggest watching, in my opinion. I say watch it. And what are you, you're at the end of the podcast, I say re-listen to the podcast after you've seen it if you haven't already. It's a pretty darn good flick. I'm talking and basing it on all the other horrible flicks that we've seen in our day and age. You know,
13 years.
We've kind of got a theme of we like the horror, the thriller, the sci-fi fantasy style. You know, that element.
I like those because they're... I mean, if you want to say horror, I like those because to me they're always kind of humorous.
Yes. I love a good horror movie, and that's the thing, ironic.
Yeah.
I love when somebody, you know, gets their face and entire front half of their body skin ripped off.
That's funny.
It's funny because it's so unrealistic.
That is funny.
That it makes you go, oh man, that was clever.
Wait, there was really a doll that was a baby that killed people, and that's funny.
Chucky.
Uh-huh. Classic show. Humorous.
Exactly.
You know, it's not going to scare me, but it's like, wait, there's some monster living in the ocean that comes out, rips your face off,
mm-hmm.
swims back to Detroit, ends up being...
fucking Eminem.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, Eminem?
Now
what
he's making
the hell
money.
Are you doing
now he's
here?
Making money making music.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's in all those stupid commercials with the white gloves and the dot on his... and the letter M on his chest.
You're talking about the Doughboy stuff where they poke him and he goes...
No, he was there though. He was totally spracked out, dude.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Dude's strung out on coke, man. Poor guy. Lost his wife and family.
In
all
that
of
fire.
His little dolos.
In the fire accident.
No, it was in... they put him in the oven. They baked him and ate him.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the fire cooked him.
Right, it wasn't a brick oven.
But it wasn't an accident, is
no.
what you're saying. They did it on purpose.
It was intentional.
That's weird.
It was doicide.
Doicide.
Mm-hmm.
See, I read the article wrong then.
Yes.
You know, the one that I had, poor journalism. Carmen might have even done that. Because I read it as an accident.
Probably was her.
Huh.
She was an accident.
Yeah, she was. They actually explained that in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed that, again, go back and watch it.
Yeah, in slow motion,
it's
upside
about,
down, and in reverse.
Was it by the between minute 3 and 7?
72, yeah.
72.
Yeah, in between there somewhere.
They actually explained that she was an accident.
Yeah, 100%. They didn't mean to, and here she is, just invited herself in.
Let's make a movie.
Let's do it. So, what was your rating? How many Todds did you give it?
I already said 3.
You said 3.
But you never told us yours.
And my rating is going to be a 3.5.
He's going to up it a little bit.
3.5. The 0.5 I'm given for that, the twist element in the town being good.
Oh,
I liked
good.
It.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought, you know, it gave me a completely different perspective on the same movie that I was already watching.
Well, they did their job.
They did.
That's the whole point
it
of that.
It gave me an opportunity to think.
So 6.5 out of 10, this one was pretty decent.
It was a hell of a lot better than 50%.
Yeah.
So it got a passing grade.
It's decent. And when we say a decent show, you're not going to waste your time. Go ahead and watch it.
No, I suggest watching it. We gave it a 6.5 out of 10. IMDb gave it a 5.5. And Rotten Tomatoes hasn't given it the light of day, which, in my opinion, they're missing out. Give people what they want. They love to hear what other people think, and that's why we're doing this podcast.
That's why you're listening.
This has been Dutch's Midnight Movie at 9. Thank you so very much for listening. Have yourself a wonderful week, Face.
Merry
I will
Christmas.
See you again. Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
The fuck are you talking about Christmas?
When it comes Christmas, Merry Christmas.
It comes.
Thank you for listening. To contact us, the email is flickscast80@gmail.com.